cliffcentral.com.
Well, we've got lots to talk about this morning, and one of the cool things that we managed to get sorted out and get onto the lineup for today is the star of a new movie, which is called Seriously Single. It's a Netflix movie, an original South African rom-com, and if there was ever a time where laughing is essential, it is right now. In a timely premiere, the new South African rom-com that is out on Netflix called Seriously Single has been launched. It started in, end of July. It was launched at the end of July, so you can now watch it on Netflix. It's a quirky comedy, gives a hilarious take on the hurdles facing young women navigating dating and romance in Johannesburg. And it features not only the star, Fulu Mugovane, who we'll join in a moment, but also our own Tumi Morake, who we know well. And you know Tumi because she's had a show here in Cliff Central. We've spoken to her a couple of times. She's been in our lives for the longest time. So it's a great pleasure to speak to Fulu this morning. How are you?
I'm good. How are you this morning, Gareth?
I'm so happy to see you. I've been watching all the trailers, and I haven't watched the movie yet, but I'm going to. And it's been out
Please
for a couple
do.
Of days. Yeah, well done, mm-hmm. First of all. Congratulations on the already impressive success of this movie. Well done.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Thanks to Netflix.
Yeah. How did it all happen, Fulu? Because people have dreams of how, you know, they'll get a movie deal and they'll be a star in a movie. And here it is. It's actually happened to you. So how did it all happen?
In regard to Seriously Single, we'd shot this about a year and a half ago. Mm-hmm. And the anticipation was that it was going to be released on circuit, which is still exciting, you know, because yeah. I love film. And the best thing for an actress is to see yourself on the big screen,
right?
You know, so that everybody goes to the cinema. That experience is amazing for us. But because of the pandemic, it had to be pushed back until 2021, until the producers, Burnt Onion producers, told us that it was licensed by Netflix. So that was how it happened.
Well, I mean, obviously the big dream is also to be able to walk the red carpet at your own premiere, and that would have been so much fun. But,
yes,
but that isn't possible at the moment. I mean, you might still be able to do something once stuff goes back to normal, but being on Netflix is just as great, because if you consider people, I mean, I don't like going to the cinema. I don't know about you. I prefer watching stuff at home, and Netflix is like the best platform to be on, right?
Yes. Yes, it is. I prefer the cinema, unlike you. I go by myself and I prefer that experience, the popcorn and just the big screen. It's like a ritual for me. But Netflix also coming along was a big, big deal, because I mean, Netflix is available in over 190 countries, including us. So, and over 183 million subscribers. So, I mean, that's literally making lemons into lemonade for our case, because I mean, how many people are going to go to the cinemas even next year, for instance, even in March? I don't think people were willing to risk it. And Netflix, you know, allowed us the opportunity to showcase our work, not only, you know, for South African audiences, but also over 190 countries, like I said. So it has been amazing. It's been better than the cinema.
Fantastic. Well, listen, good for you. So you play the role of this girl called Dineo, who's like, she's just unable to have a relationship. And she tries and fails and tries and fails and tries and fails.
I am Dineo.
See, you're not the only one.
Yeah, we're right there with you.
We're all Dineo.
And she's obviously got this friend who Tumi Morake plays. First of all, working with Tumi must have been fun. She's hilarious.
Oh, it was so fun. It was easy. At first, obviously, I was like intimidated and nervous, because I'm like, oh my God, it's Tumi Morake. But she made me feel so at ease. And more than anything, you know, she aided me, because I am not a comedian and she is. It is a romantic comedy. So comedy is a very big part of the movie. And that's when she assisted me. And every now and then she'd be like, yeah, that comic timing, just try to bring it in fast, or just try to drag it, you know. So she really, really did help me.
Okay, that's cool. I mean, she's a very generous person to work with. I know in the times that we've been together, and she's always like laughing and making everybody else feel comfortable, and she's just such a terrific, kind person who gives way more than she takes. But
she really is, yeah.
But in this role, I mean, was it hard for you, as your real life a bit like Dineo's? I mean, to play?
Well, no. It's not like Dineo's at all. I'm seriously married.
Okay.
So it is a big, big contrast. Yeah. But I obviously have lived experiences of a Dineo in my past, you know, not even like a long time ago, a few years ago, you know. So I had to tap into that and almost heighten it because Zinaya is all over the place. She is really desperate. But I mean, I had to admire her optimism. You know, I don't like judging my character. So I empathized with her because she's just looking for love, Gareth. She's just,
do you have
she's innocent.
Friends who you used as material for Dineo? Like every actress and actor in the world bases the character a little bit on themselves, but also a little bit on someone that they know. Because it's just easier then to use that person as a reference point, even if they don't know that that's what you're doing. Is there someone you did this with?
There is. There is somebody.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's a very good friend of mine.
Does she know?
No. But after this, she's going to know.
This is an exclusive.
She is going to know.
Okay, so you based this character or parts of this character on a friend of yours. Is she also struggling to find love?
Oh, shame. Yeah, she is. And she's on Tinder. Yeah. She's on everything. And it doesn't help because she lives overseas. And so it's just like, and where she stays, it's like really just a cosmopolitan of, and it just, it's an array of men. And she's having a good time.
Okay. Yeah, sure.
She's
nothing
having a great
wrong with
time.
That.
No. But listen, so 50% was her and 50% was previous Fulu.
I know that you're acting in this, and obviously it's you know, for you it's a job and you want to do as good a job as possible, but you must have thought quite a lot about how dating in 2020, or when you filmed this in 2019, really has changed the way people get together and hook up and whether or not things work or not. I mean, what are your feelings on this? Do you think it is harder for people today to find love than it was before? Do you think it's easier?
I think it's harder. I think it's not the same anymore. I mean, even the way we approach each other is not the same. People don't court anymore, you know? And now it's, like I said, apps, and you don't know anybody's intention from cyberspace. I mean, you're not going to know what the other guy's thinking. So I think it's very difficult, you know? And yeah, and it's hard to find, you know, good connections and people with the right intentions and good chemistry. I mean, how are you going to know if you send me an emoji? I'm not going to know what that means. You know, so it is difficult.
Well, if it's an aubergine, you'll know what it means.
Totally. Yes, that's obvious. Yes.
Fulu, tell me a little bit, because we've obviously known you from before this movie. I mean, you were in Scandal, Ring of Lies, Still Breathing. You've also previously starred the lead role in Terry Peto's movie, Ayanda. I follow Terry on Instagram, and she's just, I mean, she's incredible. What an inspirational human being. She always looks so fantastic too. You're in contact with her?
Yes. She, like you said, she co-produced with Robbie Thorpe, Ayanda. Mm-hmm. And that was 2015. That was like 5 years ago almost.
Sure.
And at that time, I was just coming up. I'd just done Anzani on Scandal, so I had not done any film. And for me to be cast in that, she took me literally on as a little sister. And it was just amazing, you know, because I learned so much. And she probably, you know, didn't know this, knowingly or unknowingly, but she really has inspired me to not only be a creative in front of the camera, but to also, like, follow her lead and, you know, do stuff behind the camera, because it was so inspiring to watch her do it, like you said, with such ease.
Yeah, she's so graceful.
Yeah.
Let's just talk quickly about when you go back, and I don't know when you last were in Toyando, because the family must know about Netflix and they must all be watching and they must be telling everyone else to watch at the moment. But have they all, like, been blown away by your success?
Not blown away, because I think it's different with family. They just think
they're
just...
they're like, we expect more of you.
No,
you're in
190 countries.
Come on.
Like, you know, but they're still proud of me, but I think my parents are very hard on me. So they never, you know, they will tell me they're proud of me, but it's like they always appreciate the work that I do, but they're always asking what's next, you know. Now that it was on Netflix, they were very proud. They're like, this is a completely different character. We like to see you play these roles. But they always pushed me, like, okay, so what are you busy with now? And they always, you know, encouraging me. So it is a lot of pressure, unfortunately. I just had to be honest.
Yeah, well, I mean, listen, that's probably one of the reasons you're a success. If your family were just impressed by everything you did and it was easy, You wouldn't wouldn't try to impress them anymore. You'd be like, eh, please, these people.
Yeah.
I can do a tap dance and they'll be surprised.
Yo. I mean, they have their moments. They do. You know, they celebrate my accolades and they celebrate my... But it's almost, it's like, okay, but what's happening right now, fools? what do you need? Do you need us to help you with anything? Do you need encouragement for anything? Yeah, so... But it's all love.
What would you like to do next? I know that you haven't... It's not as if you've stopped working. So you've been busy while Seriously Single's been hitting the circuit. But you must be planning another big thing in the future, and you must be figuring out what you'd like your next roles to be and what kind of project you'd like to be involved in. So what are you thinking now?
I think it's very different for an actress because you kind of always have to wait for the stories to come to you. So what I'm trying to do now is I'm trying to create stories, you know, stories that are close to me. And I just think it's time. And I think, you know, for most of us, the pandemic has kind of hit home and has allowed for us to think more of how can I create work for myself, you know. Luckily for me, I've been okay. I've had food on my table, a roof over my head, but that's not the reality of most. Sure. But because I'm busy doing my studies, I'm doing my master's via the Wirth School of Arts, I am now inspired. I have a creative outlet and I want to utilize that to tell stories that I want to tell, whether it's in docu form or a film. So that's what I'm busy with right now.
Fantastic. Is it hard being an actress in South Africa? Because I know lots of people who are in the arts. And this pandemic, as you rightly point out now, has really taken out the carpet under people. They've been forced to do things that they haven't really enjoyed. I see a lot of people going onto social media too to kind of try to substitute, even if it's just from a creative point of view, for the fact that they're not working 24/7. So is there stuff that you can do as an actress online and with social media that you've actually found inspiring and interesting rather than just, oh, God, I'm trying to survive here? Because I know that's what's happened for some actors and actresses.
Yeah. I mean, that's it right there. I had to, you know, go back to my YouTube channel that I created in 2013 when I was working overseas. You know, I had to go back to that. And because, like I said, we are artists, it's not just a profession, you know, but it's something that we can't help but do. So I needed a creative outlet because I was going to drive my husband crazy. Mm-hmm. So I was like, okay, I'm going to journal some stuff.
I got an email from him. That's why I brought this up.
I figured. So yeah, I needed that. And I started writing stuff and scripts and I started meeting with, you know, peers and friends of mine that we had ideas from years ago, but because of permanent employment and because we were busy with projects, we didn't, you know, we weren't really interested in that. We didn't need to because we have an income coming in. So you were not forced to do that. And I think for most of us, the pandemic has forced us into, you know, exploring other avenues. And rightfully so, because we have the talent, we have the time.
Sure. Absolutely. The time. That's something that people have always complained about. And then we get the time and we still don't do anything with it. Well, some of us. I love this. All right. So the movie's out. It is called Seriously Single. It hit the Netflix circuit on the 31st of July, so less than a month it's been on, and you can go and watch it on Netflix if you have it. And, of course, you're hoping that it'll still hit the cinema circuit at some point.
I don't know. I don't know what the distribution deal is like in terms of the producers, but, I mean, so far so good. I've had messages and DMs and emails from people like in Ecuador and Colombia. Wow. Most of South America loved the movie, and Japan and Hong Kong. LA, you know, New York. So I don't know if the cinemas is going to be worth it for them because so far it's been a great success and still continuing.
Well, I hope it continues to go on this trajectory and we just hear good things because so far all I'm hearing is good things. I'm going to go and watch it because I even though I'm not the kind of person who's a massive movie fan, this one I've seen. No, because I follow Tumi and, you know, I've seen a lot of the promos around it, and I can't wait to see it. So I'll let you know once I have had a go. Not you, Fulu. You don't care about my opinion.
I do. I actually do.
I'll let everybody else know what I think of the movie. You just rest assured that you've produced something great here. I mean, the fact that we wanted to talk to you on the show this morning is proof enough that we're interested. And I can't wait to see the movie. So good for you. Well done.
Thanks. Yeah. And I think you're going to love it. It's a really good movie overall, an ensemble piece. You're going to love, it's like a love letter to Johannesburg. You know, it's beautiful. The way he shot it, the DOP did amazing.
I mean, don't we need reasons to smile and we need reasons to laugh at the moment? So this is good enough. This is a good enough reason for me to watch.
It's
for
very all of good, us. Gareth.
And because a lot of us are seriously single, all especially right now.
It's good. And although it's a bit sad, but it is an escapism. So you're going to enjoy. You're going to forget about your seriously single life. I promise you, it's fun. Sure. You'll enjoy it.
Thank you.
Looks fun, yeah.
Fulu, congrats.
Thanks, Gareth. Thanks for having me today.
Pleasure.
Thank you so much.
Mugovani and the movie Seriously Single. There we go. Isn't that nice?
Lovely.
Fantastic. CliffCentral.com